A group of teenage boys in Champaign-Urbana has made it their mission to address the issue of gun violence through their rap music. They call themselves Forever My Brothers, or FMB. One of the members, K-Stub, says he and his friends started off listening to rap together before they started writing their own lyrics.
We used to walk home together and make up fake beats or something, or somebody could kick their shoe or something, and we make up like a fake beat or something like that.
On the table, pencils.
Yeah, especially pencil beating at lunch. We would have like rap competition, freestyle pencil beats, and stuff like that. And then I say freshman year, we took it more serious.
The group now ranges in age from 16 to 18. They're getting ready for their second live performance in Urbana tomorrow at a community event at the corner of Silver and Vauder, aimed at promoting nonviolence through the arts. Here's a preview of one of the rap songs they're planning to perform.
It's actually two raps that we're doing, and what they call the next piece and next piece part two. And we basically talking about nonviolence and how people should put the guns down.
K killer, no guns, just pen and paper. This here might help you save them. This here might help you save her. I speak this out of anger. Eat this like now and later. Papa kids like man, you hate them. Trying to get to the game, no red rooms. Trying to get to the fame, need dancers. Just needing the money, need answers. This next piece coming from Cranor. Trying to live my fantasy, shit will come readily. Living my life, need family. K killer, he killed to be best shopper player to be filling my life, the prophecy. They touch the guns, they do this with fun. We losing our brothers and sons. They touch the guns, these bullets, they run. The money, I wanted a ton. Gotta run up the funds. I dance in my ones. No goofy, just spit it with love. Not going for none. We'll stop us, I'm done. I beat the beat like it's a drum. No guns, just pen and paper. This here might help you save them. Spit a fact, so please don't play them. No more hurt in my heart, I said some. No ransom, no ransom. No more pain in my mind, it jammed up. All these niggas, they chewing that fan gum. Yeah, yeah.
That's an excerpt of Next Piece Part 2 by Forever My Brothers. FMB members K Stubbs, David Hoskins, Dante Jones, Jaden Brown Gates, and Naze Ellerby came to our studio to talk about their approach to writing rap songs and discuss what motivates them to promote a message of nonviolence.
Really, it's because in 2015, my cousin was at a basketball tournament in Danville, and some people was out shooting, and he got killed. He got shot in his head, and like, even people I don't like, I never wish death on anybody, because like, I done had so much tragic experiences in my life. I just hate going to funerals and all that, and hate seeing stuff like that, and hearing about stuff like that. So like, that's probably why I help out on this, really, to like, It'd be good if anything could change it, you know?
To me, the violence is really dumb to me.
It'd be over little stuff.
Yeah, like, we all black, and we live in a small town, and people, they beef with each other just to get their name.
And I'm not saying Caucasian people don't, like, die or go through the same stuff we go through, but it's like black people, we killing each other. Like, why are you killing? Like, it don't make sense.
Right, and I think we really gonna get the message across, because kids, when adults talk to kids, normally they don't listen, but we kids is Asian, so... Mm-hmm. They know like what we going through.
We speak in their language.
And we know now. I'm glad we got ourselves out there enough. Like, I feel like locally we kind of famous. Like, a lot of people, I get a lot of text messages every day. I got text messages from random kids saying that they look up to me and stuff like that, or just random people want to talk to me for no reason. That make me feel good as a person. That
family
make me feel good
too. Yeah, little brothers and stuff. They
family too.
Look up to me.
Like my little brother, he like my twin. Yeah, he look up to me too. That feel good.
The reason why we advise people into putting their guns down in this peace project, not only because it's going to affect their lives, but it could affect our lives too. Because you never know, like, what if my mama going to the store and then they start shooting because somebody else beef, or she get hit because somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I think guns should go away, period. Like, guns is really unnecessary. Because once you kill one of their people, then the other person, people going to retaliate. Like we said earlier, it's going to be a cycle. The chain is just going to keep going on. It's not just down here in Illinois. That's going to be everywhere.
So like me, I look at things like this. There's a good and a bad side to everything, but guns, it ain't no good side to no guns. Either way it go, you having a gun, one of your homies having a gun, anybody having a gun, period. Like, especially young kids, I don't understand that. Teenagers our age. And like, just having cousins and brothers and stuff that done play with guns at young ages, 14, 15 and stuff like that. And consequences that had happened, like, it's just, guns just not the way.
You gotta think about it. Kids, they're just kids. They'll do anything. They're not registered 100%. They're just kids. A 14-year-old will shoot somebody else and not really know the consequences, because you gotta think about it. Just 2 years ago, he was only 12. Just kids.
For me, I feel like parents need to care more about their kids and teach them to not do stuff like that. And dads need to be in their sons, especially life, more, like way, way more. Because, like, I just, like, some of the stuff I done did in my past, I know I never did that if my dad was still here. But, you know, that's how it be, though.
As a group of African Americans in this town specifically, you would normally think about gang violence. We not about gang violence at all. We about the total opposite.
Money and music.
Money and music. Us five right here, you would not catch us going down the street with no gun. You would not catch us doing none of that. We normally, 9 times out of 10, working. We all got jobs. He got a job. I got a job. Dante got a job. David got a job. Jaden had a job.
Well, now.
Kay. We do not do none of that. None of that. So we just write, and that's about it. We are the opposite of whatever they think black gangs are. That's probably my number one nightmare. Waking up and hearing that one of us got got shot. That's my number one nightmare.
I'm not saying it's good that people got shot at all, but I'm just glad it was none of my people's. Like, none of my brothers, we never in none of that. I'll be really hurt. Sometimes, like, I just get a feeling like I got to check up on them. Like, it could be over something little. Like, sometimes I just feel like something wrong. Like, right. You could wake up and then somebody could be calling your phone like, damn, your brother just got shot. Like, that's sad.
That's Kay Stubbs from the Champaign-Urbana rap group Forever My Brothers, along with David Hoskins, Dante Jones, Jaden Brown-Gates, and Naze Ellerby. The rap group Forever My Brothers will perform on Saturday, September 21st at the corner of Silver and Vauder in Urbana at an event aimed at building community, promoting the arts, and addressing issues of gun violence in Southeast Urbana. Find more information at our website, willnews.org. Here's another excerpt from the song, Next Piece, Part 2, by Forever My Brothers.
When I sit back and think about the journey, it just make me laugh. Like the other day, we was thinking about our next task. We was all really lyrical, so we came up with raps. Write emotions on the paper instead of going out to act. We all put in for a meal, this brotherhood gon' last. We was young, made some wrong decisions, now we finna pass. As in class, as in people, Champaign streets can get lethal. We got jobs, keep it legal, making hits, music sequels. Hope is what I need, hope is what I preach, hope is what I teach. Hope can never leave, hope can help you sleep. Hope just made our dreams, hope is how I breathe.
As a youngin', I've been in a mission to get out the hood and get to the bread and follow my rapping ambition. I was up in the streets, couldn't be around family. Days all locked up in prison. Once they got the blick in the outstar shooting, I swear that shit is addicting. My mama was giving me lectures on being a man, but I wasn't listening. But I should've listened. I was really cold-hearted, like all of the dimes I'm dripped in. Had so many times, I was only 14 when I really found I was gifted. Came home with my brothers, you dead if you try, I'm scratching you off of that hit list. Gang, I was 14 letting off shots. High hair running from the cops. Man,